Well, in New York, healthcare workers are required to be vaccinated for COVID-19 or be fired under a state order. A group of Christian workers opposed to the vaccine has successfully sued the state, arguing the requirement was biased and infringed on their First Amendment right to religious freedom. North Country Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty reports on how the fight over vaccination is playing out in New York's rural hospitals.
Hospitals throughout upstate New York are struggling to maintain services. Champlain Valley Physicians Hospital in the town of Plattsburgh recently postponed most non-emergency surgeries amid a surge in COVID-19 cases.
In terms of actual physical beds, we are full.
Dr. Lisa Mark is the hospital's chief medical officer. She says bed space is one issue, but securing enough staff to tend those beds is also a serious challenge. One reason is competition. Nurses can earn as much as $8,000 a week traveling around the country on temporary contracts. Another reason, New York's vaccine mandate. 96% of state health workers are in compliance with the mandate. But
we have had at least 55 employees resign because of the vaccine mandate.
Some workers chose to quit or be fired rather than get vaccinated. 2 hours from Dr. Mark's hospital, the town of Potsdam has been the site of so-called medical freedom rallies. Danielle Robar attended one protest. She's a registered nurse at the local hospital and opposes the COVID-19 vaccines. Robar is against abortion, and she says the vaccines were developed using cell lines from a decades-old abortion.
That was a long time ago, but to me, one life is too many.
None of the COVID-19 vaccines contain aborted fetal cells, but Pfizer and Moderna did use a fetal cell line during the testing process for their mRNA vaccines, and production of the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine does require cell cultures originally derived from a 1985 abortion. That formed the legal basis for a group of Christian medical workers to challenge New York's vaccine mandate, which specifically excluded religion-based exemptions. Steve Crampton is one of the plaintiff's attorneys.
This is a state, and the state has no authority to set aside federal law like the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment.
So far, that argument has prevailed. In his initial ruling, one judge described the vaccine mandate as, quote, not a neutral law. He also said the state cannot prevent employers from issuing religious exemptions to the vaccination requirement. And that has thrown the issue back onto hospital administrators.
It's incredibly unfair for any branch of government to expect healthcare leaders to truly determine what is a sincerely held belief by an employee.
Gerald Kerr is the CEO of rural Lewis County General Hospital. Last month, his hospital had to suspend services at its maternity ward after 6 nurses resigned rather than get the vaccine. Employers are allowed to require masking and regular COVID-19 tests for any employee granted an exemption. Kerr says that comes with its own challenge. The hospital doesn't have enough supplies for daily testing.
PCR tests are in short supply. And if we tested daily, then we wouldn't have enough PCR tests for the community.
So they're opting for weekly testing instead. Although religious exemptions are currently the law of the land in New York, the state already filed an appeal. Governor Kathy Hochul says she stands by a ban on religious exemptions and recently pushed back against the idea that vaccination conflicts with religion.
What the religious leaders are saying is that they want people to get vaccinated. It's simple, and we just want to make sure that people are safe and doing the smartest thing we can, which is getting vaccinated.
Hochul cited support for vaccines from religious leaders in a wide range of religious communities. But the judge in the case seemed to dismiss that sentiment, writing that religious beliefs need not be logical, consistent, or comprehensible to others. For Here and Now, I'm Ryan Finnerty in Sackett's Harbor, New York.